Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of our weekly podcast Flats and Shanks. I am Di Flats.
And I am Thomas George Llewellyn Shanklin.
Okay, fella?
Yes. Why are we talking like this?
I'm just trying to take it easy on my voice box. I've been talking all weekend, not had a lot of rest. I don't want to go on about it.
So yeah, but you're in your element when you're talking. It's when you go quiet, I worry about you.
I know.
Think something's up.
I know. But I'm okay, okay? Don't want you to worry about me. I'm all right.
Are you sure?
I've just had some crisps as well, so I'm just...
Yeah, I mean... He did want to eat these Doritos whilst we were recording. But
I'm not actually a massive Doritos fan, I'll be honest with you.
Well, could have fooled me, mate.
I'm not your mate.
Yeah. Shovel them in there.
I know, but it was all about speed, wasn't it?
Got a trowel from the garden.
What I do is I just sometimes, if I know I just need some calories in me, I'll just flick a switch in my head and I'll get my jaws going like a wood chipper and I'll just feed in food.
If you could have one bag of crisps for the rest of your life, what would you have?
It ain't going to be easy, boy.
Well, my questions aren't easy. That's why I asked it.
Okay, what people expect me to say is flame-grilled steak, Big McCoy's, Real McCoy's rather. No, that's not where I'm going with this. The best crisps on the market. Oh, Tommy.
One bag for the rest of your life. You can have as many as you want, mate. I'm not limiting you.
The best crisps on the market are Co-op salt and vinegar crisps.
That's your choice.
Because they're punchy AF. However, I think they're too punchy considering they're the only ones I can ever eat again. So I'm going to have salt and vinegar pop chips.
Really?
I'll do a bag quicker than you can say he does a bag.
All right.
You? Et toi? What and you in Welsh?
I do. I don't know. I just made that up.
Okay. Emu. Urdu.
It's a toss-up between...
What do you call me?
Pickle and onion monster munch.
Every day for the rest of your life? You haven't got them every day, but you can't have anything else.
No. Yeah. Well,
all right.
I understand the question,
it's
mate.
It's up to you. It's up to you.
I asked it.
Pass the test. He wrote the test.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go with, only because that's where I shop, Waitrose, no, Tesco's, salt and vinegar chipsticks. I would just like...
Tommy, think of the tooth clog.
Let me finish. I could hire someone just to clean my gums after, just run their finger around there.
You didn't tell me that was an option.
Well, it is an option.
All right,
gum cleaner.
All right, well, if you go in there, what's it? / cheesy puffs. I said puffs.
I do love a what's it. I think I ate too much when I was younger. That's why I look like this. It's just me sipping a tea. It's a Sunday night here in Fort Flatman.
And the lads used to shout what's it when you were naked at the club, didn't they?
He's spilling his tea. Right, if you've tuned into this,
and
you want to hear some Six Nations chat, make sure you download the ITV STV Six Nations
podcast. You're in the wrong place.
Because that is where we literally take apart the Six Nations and then
kind of
stitch it back together. Well, yeah. How were you on Match Pint this week? You were good.
Yeah.
Flying. So Match Pint is a score predictor. And we're in it. To join it, get onto Match Pint, download the
app, the application,
and join the Flats and Shanks League. Our league is flying at the moment. It's the best league by...
It's actually quite easy to do.
A country meter. But you, at one stage, were right down the bottom.
Yeah, round one, boy. Who cares?
I just want to say Richard Yates is leading round two with 49 points.
So. Who's the one fella that guessed the England score exactly right at the weekend?
We don't know.
No, I've got his name.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got his name on that email. We got
Anthony Bright is leading the after round one.
But Mark's brother.
But overall, Matty Zettel on 99 points and Jacob Cook on 99 points and Ben Penfold on 99 points.
Penfold.
Bet he wears glasses. Well done, lads. That's really good.
Get out more, lads.
Flats, you are 100th on 81 points.
Out of how many? Thousands, boy. So I'm
Nolly, the Norse Waterman, she's on 76. And Tommy, the King Shanklin, is on 74. I mean, what killed me at the weekend, mate, was a disallowed try, Thomas Young, at the end of the Italy game. Otherwise, probably would have been overall winner.
Did you know?
No.
This weekend, 4,746 folks won a midweek pint.
I won a midweek pint.
So did I.
I've also won another pint after this week.
I haven't claimed it yet. I'm going to store them all up. And
I am
drink responsibly.
Yeah, I'm going to drink it in
your throat.
Three par.
Jono A is a guy called Jono A. He got the England game. One user out of 6,000 got the England score spot on.
Really? Wow.
What is your problem?
I mean,
mate?
We predicted England would win, but listen, go on the Six Nations ITV pod if you want to listen.
Hey, what you been up to, fella?
It's not too late to join Match Pint either.
Come on, just tell me.
Went out last night. Not out.
Yeah.
Just out.
Had a little sniff, did you?
Reese Blumberg, or Billy McBlumberg, as we like to call him, after Billy McFarlane.
Who's Billy McFarlane?
The guy who tried to create Fyre Festival and just...
That's actually good for him.
BS'd everyone. But he wouldn't have got me. Can't BS a BS'er.
You. I don't reckon he would have got you.
Nah, he would.
And you're more sceptical. I'd have bought in. I'd have been sucker punched, I think.
So it was his leave and do. He's had about five.
I wish he'd just go. I don't even know where he's going and I want to
go. He's off to Hong Kong, mate. He's off to Hong... Oh, the Flatman cough.
I've got a pod cough.
He's off to Hong Kong to work for the Hong Kong Rugby Union out there.
Okay.
He'll do a fantastic job.
And I've told him the Hong Kong Rugby Union.
Told him to spread the word of Flats and Shanks out there.
Yeah, God.
That's one market we haven't cracked yet, Asia. I'm sure we've cracked.
Actually,
America.
We have cracked Asia. We've got Asian fans, bro.
Have we?
Yeah. Got loads. USA, we're fewer fans, sorry.
Okay.
So some work to do there, okay?
I mean, there's a little bit of work you need to do in the crime podcast underworld, because people know that you've slated a few.
No.
With your big mouth.
I criticised one. I was honest about one.
No. The and biggest
then
one.
Then they started threatening me. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You want to be careful, bro. We in the crime pod world, we stick together, bro.
You've got to watch when you leave your house. They sometimes write little messages with twigs on
do
the
they?
Floor. Yeah. You know all that washing that went missing? I'd worry about that.
All the underwear.
Yeah.
You used to do that. You used to steal underwear.
You wish.
We can't talk about that on the pod.
I just want to mention a few live events coming up, okay?
All right, fine.
Flatiron Square on Tuesday, the 12th of Feb. That's been sold out.
What?
But, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Mega.
One.
But look, don't worry if you didn't manage to get a ticket in time. We'll be back there.
There's only room for three people, mine, so...
Let me just finish off the sentence without jumping in so people can...
Oh, fine. Okay. Right. Yeah.
So Tuesday, the 12th of Feb, has been sold out. It's the second time round, but do not fear. We'll be back there on Tuesday, the 5th of March, and there's tickets still available to that. So we're going to post the link on Twitter and Facebook. And we'll be joined on Tuesday, the 12th, by who, David?
Mike Tyndall.
Who?
MBE. 13th in line to the throne, which is a joke. I saw him today, actually. It's Sunday night where we are, folks, and I saw him today at Twickenham pulling out the car park because no one gets parking at Twickenham, so everyone parks at Tesco's, pretend they're going into Tesco's and walks around, and they got all these wardens there like, you can't park here, mate. So, yeah, I'm going to Tesco's, mate. Well, they watched me once, so I walked in and got a pack of Wrigley's Extra and walked back around and parked there for 9 hours, which is bad. But it's just the way it goes, okay? It's the food chain. And Tins was there in his naughty, naughty, naughty car.
Oh.
Sitting in traffic. You know, did about 15 quid.
Was it Formula One?
Yeah, very loud car. A wicked car. Am I allowed to say what it is or not?
It's up to him, not me.
Jaguar F-Type. Ah, it was naughty. It was very naughty.
Isn't that a plane?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It sounded like a plane. So Mike Tindall's joining us, and it's going to be lols. And you know, the thing about Tindall's, mate, because he's made it, because he married Zara. Not the World Cup, that was easy. He's married Zara. He just says what he wants now, because he can do what he wants.
I'm predicting Tins is going to be wearing some real faded denim jeans, boot cut, and a pair of leather winkle pickers.
Such a good shout. Mm. So Tins.
That is so Tins.
Isn't it?
With a big belt buckle.
Doesn't it? Isn't it? Oh, yeah. You ain't wrong, boy.
And there's still a few tickets left for the Wales v England at the Walkabout in Cardiff. And that's Saturday the 23rd of Feb.
That's Shane Williams, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mate, that
I haven't seen Shane since we sunk three bottles of red after the game in Rome Saturday night. What? Oh, what are we like, though?
That man can drink, mind.
He really can.
Very good.
He really, really can.
Yeah. But it's going to be a great way to start the day as well, isn't it? 10 o'clock it opens, 10:30 start. We'll be drinking responsibly and singing and rapping and miming.
Goosing about.
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah, we're doing everything, mate.
Okay.
It's a full shebang.
Okay.
So make sure...
Yeah, rip into it.
You get on a Twitter and Facebook page. We'll leave the link. We also have another live event ahead of England v Italy on Saturday the 9th of March. But we haven't got details of that
yet. Do we?
Yet. Yeah. So...
Oh, yeah. I look at my little calendar. We have as well.
Loads going on. I mean, live events are the way forward because you can ruddy, bloody, say what you like.
Oh, you can go absolutely ruddy mad, can't you?
I mean, remember that time you knocked that guy out for videoing it?
Yeah, do you remember?
You were doing the hacker.
And he's like, oh, stop hitting me. I'm in the ambulance. How we laughed, how we lolled.
Do you know what? I think that's all the admin over and done with.
Hold on, mate. It's dull. It's good. It had to be done.
Get on MatchPint. Download the app. Join the Flats and Shanks League.
All right.
It can still be fun. You can still win.
All right. So what have you been up to?
Oh, not a great deal, mate. Busy times for me with the old Hospo company, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Gennaro Group. We got loads going on. We got the England game. We got the Ireland game.
Flat out, is it?
Yeah. Bubs and I are working like Japanese prisoners of war, but happy ones. That's a Partridge quote. Well, okay.
They know.
Well, you never know. People are going to email in or or tweet in. All my material is just quotes. What have you been up to?
Have you read a book called Narrow Road to the Deep North? Richard Flanagan.
I've read Wide Road to the Shallow South. Is it the prequel? Or the sequel? No, I haven't. Tell me about it.
No, but it's about, Japanese. It's about the building of the Burma Railway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would I like it? You know what I like?
No. If you'd read it, you probably wouldn't make that joke, is what I'm saying.
Oh, right. I've seen the bridge over the River Kwai.
Similar. Anyway, so yeah.
I like guns, like Army, SA-80, Browning.
Yeah. We're recording this on Sunday night, guys, and we are missing, for this recording, SAS Who Dares Win. I know there's catch-up on all four, but...
It's not the same.
It's not the same, and it means I can't look at social media till tomorrow when we've watched it.
Bubs has brought Ant Middleton's book and also Foxy's book as well.
Has he?
Yeah. He said I can borrow them after him.
Oh, nice.
Bear in mind, I don't think he's read a book ever, and it's going to be about a year before I get a chance to do it because he reads with his finger. So, my lover, what have you been up to then?
A reasonably quiet week, actually, Tomboy.
Is it quiet because, you know, you're super duper busy on weekends, so you've got to have that work-life balance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a bit.
Well, I don't want to put words into your mouth, but...
No, but I watched kids play a bit of sport and stuff like that. And I, on Wednesday, I went up to town and met Kaj Sahal, who's the head of sport from Channel 5, who's a lovely man. We had a couple of coffees in Camden and... I thought I was going to get mugged. Genuine.
Were you wearing a flash suit?
I was, yeah. I was wearing a tux walking through Camden. I was on the way to a dinner, which I'll tell you about in a sec. But I was walking along and holding my phone, and I got my headphones in, and this bloke just says something, and I was like, he's motioned to me to say something. I said, "What's that?" And he said, there's not a joke coming here.
Did he say, "I want your boots, your clothes, and your motorcycle.
Nice night for a walk." So anyway,
Please don't wake my friend, mate.
Give us a go on your phone.
And I was dead tired.
I went to turn the other way, and his mate blocked my path. Then another mate blocked my path. And there were five of these. They weren't like, oh, they were like 18 or something.
Yeah.
And I had my headphones. I quickly took my headphones off. And I actually, you know, and your legs go a bit tingly, and you're like, I think we might be
dancing.
And I remember thinking, yeah. And as the people in the street like stopped, because these guys were obviously surrounding me. There is not a joke coming here, by the way. It's actually happened. These guys like started surrounding me like a half moon sort of shape. And I remember my dad's best mate giving me a bit of advice. If that ever happens, crack the biggest one right in the mouth and you'll be all right. You know, and that's the way to do it. So,
was your dad a brawler?
No. So I was like, ooh. And then literally I heard woo, 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 police siren. And they started, the police 30 yards away started chasing a van and pulled a van over on Camden High Street by the tube station. And these boys scattered. They were like, 5-0, 5-0, 5-0, like rap, like trying to be boys in the hood or something. It's a 5-0. It's like, shut up, you little scroats.
I always think if ever I was in a situation like that, I'd like to think that everything would sort of happen in slow motion and I'd be able to duck and like, poof,
yeah,
and then kick. But I know my knees would just go weak and I'd end up going into a ball like a hedgehog.
Take it. Do you want my watch as well? Yeah. So yeah, got away with that one a bit.
Yeah. Then I went to a little bit nervy though.
Yeah, it was. Then I went to speak at the dinner, RICS, the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors at the Waldorf. And
sounds great, laugh that.
It's the rowdiest dinner of the year.
Knew it.
And I did it 10 years ago and it was awful. It was genuinely awful. The PA system, the room was too big. Everyone was smashed. The PA system didn't work, barely worked. They couldn't hear anyone. People were asleep before I walked up. It was just horrendous. And I was young and green and a load of my mates were there. It was just awful. I hated it. And it really knocked my confidence when you first start doing it and you have a shocker, it's horrible. I did that. And I was like, who's been the last few years? And they said, oh, Jamie Roberts came. Sam Warburton came. He was really good. But we had Jamie Roberts. He was all right. I get an unsolicited text from Jamie Roberts. Here, you're doing the RICS dinner. Savage, mate. They are savage. Worst dinner I've ever done. Good luck. And went all right.
They carried you out like Dead Poet Society.
It went all right. Yeah, it was okay.
Well, that's good.
So yeah, that actually was okay.
I went out with a couple of the boys, forgot to tell you, for a bit of food in Gourmet Burger Wednesday.
Not sponsored, but wish we were.
Who went? Richie Reese, Pube Chin, that's what we call him.
Puke Chin.
Pube.
Pube Chin.
Yeah. He's got a dodgy beard.
What's he like as a bloke? Is he all right?
No, he's good. Good bloke. Melon, Gethin Jenkins turned up.
Oh, yeah.
TRT, Reese Thomas, Hooker, Sheep's Teeth. he called Foul Felice Sheep's Teeth.
Why?
When he first turned up. Oh, he's just being polite. It's friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Foul ended up calling TR Sheep's Teeth.
Okay.
So now TR was called, you know.
TRT.
Turned it back on him. and Robin Soden Taylor, who has got Ion Gym, CrossFit. Well, it's not CrossFit. It's former CrossFit.
Circuits. Weights and that.
He basically created a CrossFit gym because he's got no mates. And that's what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, actually.
And he's also strength and conditioning coach at the Blues. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And he went for a naked burger.
Did he?
Yeah. He's one of them.
Oh, get out. We're not mates.
No.
I wouldn't get on with that guy. Sorry.
I tolerate him.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Anyway, so yeah, Thursday was chilled. Then on Friday, Tommy, flew to Rome, didn't I?
You did.
Flew to Rome. Flight delayed.
Why?
I was at the airport with Ugo. Flight was delayed. Just one of them things, boy. Flew out. All fine. Got there too late to go out for dinner with the ITV crew. So Oogs and I sat and had a glass of wine and a pizza in the hotel, which is very nice. Next day, went to the gym, didn't I?
What'd you do?
Four sets of lat raises, called it a day. Well, shoulder wasn't feeling it, mate. Slash, you could smell the whole breakfast from the gym. It was right next to the breakfast room. And I had to get out. I had to go and do it.
I went to the gym today.
Yeah.
Well, when I say went, I drove to the gym. I wasn't feeling it. I got outside in the car park. I thought, nah, I'm going home. I'm having smoked salmon scrambled eggs.
Did you?
Yeah. I was hungry.
Yeah. So. If you're not, there's no point in going in if you're not feeling it. But yeah, so did the game, and then had a couple of bottles of wine with Gareth Thomas and Ugo and Shane Williams. And
how was Alfie?
Mike Phillips. Who's Mark Phillips? Captain Mark Phillips. Mike Phillips. Alfie, great form. Absolutely great form. Sparkling form as usual. Jill Douglas and all that. So that was nice. And Gabriel Clark and all that stuff. But I had to go to bed quite early because I had a 4 a.m. taxi local time. That's 3 a.m. English time, which is what I was still really on. To get the 6 a.m. flight back to Londres to go to Twickenham. Bit of dead time in the morning there. So I went somewhere nice for breakfast, treat myself. And yeah, it's quite good fun. So I was with HSBC hosting the game with Chris Robshaw, Philippe Saint-André, Neil Back, Ben Ryan. Good fun. Really, really nice. England thumped France. All good. That's on the other pod if you want to listen to it. But then it was in the car on the way back. So I'm in the back of a taxi on the way back to Bath from Twickenham. And I've got to, not bang out, I've got to carefully construct a column for the London Evening Standard in the car on the way back.
You typing it on your phone?
Yeah, did it on my phone. I did it on my iPad, actually. iPad Mini, Minois. And yeah, got the column done, got back. You and I have just recorded the ITV Six Nations podcast with Lewis Moody. That's now done. Now we're doing this one. So it's a busy old day, Tommy, and I haven't been to bed for a while, but when I do get there, it'll be cosy, won't it?
So normally, Dave, you do the Premiership Rugby Cup, but you couldn't today and yesterday. Busy working, aren't you, during Six Nations?
No, Six Nations duty, Tommy.
So you pass the baton over to Nolly.
Yes.
Well done.
And then I saw Durders at Twickenham and I said, look, between me and thee, how'd she go?
I reckon good.
Good, apparently.
Yeah.
He really likes her. I think my job's gone.
How was Durders?
Good, posh.
Did he put on any weight? He always looks like he could balloon.
He could. He trains aggressively every day of his life.
When you say train, what would he do? Would he put on like some rugby socks? Pair of Converse shoes and like try and go for a 10-mile run?
Yeah, he'll do long runs. He'll do boxing in his barn, one of his barns, and he will do sprint intervals. He does push-ups. He does all sorts, does swimming. He does all sorts of crazy stuff.
I sometimes do sprint intervals when I'm walking from a night out. Honestly, if it's like 20-minute walk.
Just extras.
Home. Well, it's just boring, isn't it? It's dead time. 20 minutes walking back at like 11 o'clock, 1 a.m. in the morning.
One, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I end up like sprinting three lampposts.
Fartlek.
Walking one.
Fartlek training.
To get there quicker.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. But it's a try fest, wasn't it, up at Saints, where Nolly was?
59-33.
Not a great day if you're a defence coach.
I mean, when I see a score like that, you just think someone's bound to have a hat trick. Four tries, maybe, but no one did. Brousseau got two. Burrell got one. Fish. Loads. I mean, loads.
Alex Waller played his 250th game for the club.
Lots of players. How many score? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players scored a try. So, shows you that Northampton, yeah, played a full game.
All court game. Mm. Yeah, good on them. So, it's the Prem Cup finals coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's coming up.
So, you've got Northampton versus Saracens.
Yeah, I'm going to that.
I bet you are.
If Nolly lets me. If she hasn't taken my contract and stolen my life and stolen my identity already.
Yeah, quite a few players you wouldn't recognise that played for Saracens, mine.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, there was quite a few.
How do you know?
I'm looking at the team sheet.
Yeah, I know, but how do you know? I wouldn't recognise them.
Okay. Do you know?
Give me a name, I'll give you a position.
Crossdale.
Prop.
No, winger.
he mouthed prop at me. Twat.
Segan.
Winger, I know him.
Okay. You know Max Malins. Gallagher.
Play centre wing fullback.
Wollstonecroft.
Oh, he's a hooker, I know, Wolfie.
Oh, well done. Raffle.
Pardon?
Rafael.
His referee. See, I did all right, didn't I, in the end?
Yeah, you did all right.
Yeah, okay.
You did all right. Yeah, so you're going up for that final, are you?
Going up there, yeah. I'm heading up to Allianz Park, dressed real nice. And I'm actually meeting a few school buddies afterwards for dinner.
I can't wait for Cheltenham if we go.
We're going, if
well,
we're going.
Well, the races might be cancelled.
Oh, yeah.
The virus going around in stables.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's the old foot and mouth.
I had a school game cancelled because of that. Oh, yeah, of course.
But there's some sort of horse flu that is...
Equine flu, isn't it?
Yeah. So...
Crikey, fingers
I
crossed.
I hope that doesn't spoil
crossed.
My march.
Well, I hope the horses are okay is the main thing.
We're off to Japan as well.
Oh, yeah, we are, aren't we?
Yeah, which is going to be fun.
Going so Nippon.
We're going out to Japan with ITV. Just for to a film. Week. Yeah, just to film what there is to do out there for fans that are travelling there for the World Cup. Have a look at some of the stadiums, some of the tourist attractions. Mm. There'll be some random things like walking on hot coals.
Yeah, quite looking forward to that. But also, when we get there, we're having
eel,
oyster. We're having oyster porridge and champagne breakfast, and then we're going up into the mountains for char grilled conga eel.
There's some real random. It's like a bush tucker trial.
Yeah,
a Japanese mountain trial.
That'd be good though.
Yeah,
as long as I've got to walk up the mountain. I'll eat anything.
You'd be fine. There's cable cars, mate.
Happy days.
You'd be fine. So, yeah.
Right, good luck, everyone. Keep going. And don't forget, if you want to hear about the Six Nations, nip over to the other pod. You know the drill. It's all right.
Love you.